Hello, how you doing?
Dominic is fine. I was checking. Do you like Dom, Dominic?
Yeah, Dom's cool. Dominic, whatever you like. Fine.
We'll be more official, Dominic and Christopher.
Hello.
No, we'll say Chris. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
So who lives close by to here? Because we're in a leafy London suburb of Hampstead.
Yeah, I just walked here. I just live down a road. And Matt does at the moment.
Oh, Matt.
Where
is Matt, by the way? Is he all right?
He was in the toilet. So he's on his way here now, I believe, so I'm sure he'll come and say hi.
We should have made up something much more glamorous than that. Like, he was in makeup or something, but he's just having a wee, I think, and then Matt will be with us. So you made the album here then, Chris?
Yeah, in this very room, yeah, which is, it's a great place to record.
Happy memories for you. I mean, it was a former church. We've got. I mean, do you demand stained glass windows wherever you go now?
No, I think they just kind of come with a package. But I think today's actually our last day in here. So when we've been in here since September last year or something like that. So it's been a long time in this room.
Yeah, well, it's nice. So what a way to end it off with big hashtag Our One Live Lounge. Matt is here. Hello.
How are you doing, Tom? How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You said you were in the loo, if we're honest about this.
Yeah, we're nervous about the performance, you know.
Come out, Matt, it'll be fine. They're all friendly. We've got some of your fans who are going to be watching.
Outside, that's cool. Yeah, looking forward to getting them in here. I'm sure they were just saying, we made the whole album here, you know, so it's really great to end here, actually. We've had this studio booked out for like about a year, it feels like, you know. So
and happy memories. And you live close by, yourself and Dom live close by?
Just down the road, yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to get the address, but it's just a couple of streets down from here.
Can we have the full postcode, please? Okay, so now then, Fern sends her love, by the way.
Oh, cool. Yeah, how's she getting on? She's
massively fat. You know what? She's not. She's looking blooming and gorgeous.
She's like pretty close. Yeah?
I think she's due February-ish, I think. Yeah. So she's eating cake and loving it, I think. Yeah. But she loves you guys. She was gutted that she couldn't be here, but she's off earning more millions, I imagine, doing something else. I don't know what she's doing today. But it should be pretty special. You're going to do 6 tracks for us. It's all going to be live on the Radio 1 website. You've got a tour coming up. Are you tour fit, Dominic?
I've been going to the gym regularly. No, I think so. Yeah, we did one gig in Cologne last week. It's our first gig in like a year, which was cool. It's amazing. It's great to be playing again. And yeah, we're ready to go. You know, we're just excited about playing new songs. And yeah, got a huge tour coming up. Well, we're playing at the Roundhouse actually on Sunday, which is going to be fun. Never played there before. And then like O2 in London, and then a whole tour around the world for a few years. But raring to go.
As you've got bigger as a band, Matt, has the sort of quality of the hotel and the tour buses and the flights improved?
A little bit, you know. I mean, I still miss the days when we all in a bed sit together. We toured for many years like that on a little those little transit vans and stuff, you know, with all the crew in the back and you know, a little bit of camaraderie. We still hang on to those days as much as we can, but this time it's a transit van that has 2 jet engines attached.
Now then, so the Second Law, the brand new album, comes out on Monday. It's a big, bold statement of an album. We did have some questions, actually. There was one, because there's lots of rumours about if Supremacy was written with the Bond movie Skyfall in mind. There's lots of rumours that it's going to be used for a Bond movie. Is it confirmed? Can you deny it? Can you deny it? Can you deny it, please?
It's definitely influenced by John Barry. You know, he's the great British film scorer who did a lot of the early Bond films. Definitely influenced by his kind of string arrangements. It's not being used. I think Adele's doing it, I think. That's what I've heard.
Well, nothing's been confirmed yet, so we thought, we should ask you.
I don't think they'd use ours because they like it all to be exclusive, don't they? And stuff like that, so ours is coming out next week, so it's probably a little bit bad timing for the film, I think.
No, I did get you. I got you a present from a local, well-known coffee shop. Let me just, hang on a minute, just hold me clipboard. I saw this and thought of you, and I thought it worked quite well because of the name of the band. So I thought, do you want to open it, actually? And just tell our listeners what it is. It's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Oh, meringue. Is that meringue with a strawberry?
Yeah, I just thought, like, the Muse meringue thing, you could split the meringue.
That looks lovely. And Dom's a big meringue fan, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you a big meringue fan?
I am, yeah. As long as it's slightly, you know, sticky on the inside, you know? You know, if it's all dry all the way through and it just, like, turns to powder in your mouth, it's not too good, but, yeah.
I'm all nervous now. You won't storm out and not do the live ledge because I've ruined it. And I got you some chocolate flowers as
lovely.
Well.
Oh, lovely. Oh, thank you. Well, they're made of chocolate.
Yeah, they're chocolate inside. They're, like, sort of misshapen Smarties made into daisies. having some there.
Oh, it is chocolate, yeah, they're lovely.
Nice. Big,
like, is that a wrapper, though? Have I just eaten the wrapper?
It's
like plasticky stuff on the outside. Yeah, yeah, okay, the white ones are good. I think I'll take the wrapper off next time I bite that.
Yeah, exactly. No, not for health and safety, I'm allowed to give food to the band before we start. Now, we've got some questions coming in. A lot of Muse fans very excited about the gig this morning. Massey's girl has been on saying, what is the funniest thing you've ever seen someone do at one of your gigs? In fact, I'm going to ask you, Chris, if that's all right, because I imagine as you're there at the side, twanging away, have you seen anyone do anything hilarious?
Hilarious. I've seen a few tears, you know, that can be funny sometimes.
crying,
yeah, laughing at people's crying. I don't know, funny thing, I don't know.
No.
I can't,
Do girls still, are you the kind of band that girls flash at or not?
Sometimes, you know, festivals and stuff. It's always funny, like, seeing people crowd surf on, like, inflatable chairs and stuff, you know, that's always funny because they just look so relaxed, but... You know, like on top of the mosh, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know, you know.
Nothing particularly hilarious from the Muse.
I saw someone, someone broke both their ankles. I don't think that's very funny, though. That wasn't funny at all. That was pretty tragic. Ambulance had to turn up, taken away.
What, were they climbing up the one of the lighting things at the side?
What happened? They flew over the top, didn't they? And they just landed.
So mental.
Yeah, it was back in the days before crowd surfing became ruled out, you know. Like these days, you don't. These venues don't allow crowd surfing. When we first started, though, like Nirvana days, it was like chaos out there.
Have you ever done it yourself? Have you ever thrown yourself into the crowd?
Many times. Yeah, Rage Against the Machine, Berlin.
Have you done it when you've been performing there?
In Japan, me and Dom thought it would be cool to try and crowd surf at the end of a gig in Osaka or something. It was like a horror film.
What was so bad about it?
Actually, Glenn's nodding, our tour manager there, because he was there. He had to come in and get me out, but I jumped in. I think we were walking off stage, and Matt's like, go on, jump in, go on, like, in my ear. So I did.
He went first.
And I jumped in and, like, turned around on my back, and then I just kind of landed at the bottom of the audience, and everyone just, like, caved in on top of me. And I just saw all these faces just kind of screaming, and I was like... lying on someone as well, like crushing people.
It's excitable anyway, but when it's like a crushing scenario like that, and there's like all these Japanese faces going like all around you, it's really quite scary.
Was it that moment that Glenn lost all his hair? Was that the incident, wasn't it? When the tour manager was just like, right, that's it. Okay, well, we can't wait. You're going to do six songs for us. You're going to do some old ones. You're going to do some new ones from the album The Second Law, which is out on Monday. You can watch it live online, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just click on there, watch Muse live from midday. So you've got half an hour to do some stretches or squats, whatever you'll do.
Yeah. A couple of vocal warm-ups, yeah.
Go back to the loo, maybe, Matt.
Yeah, definitely. I can feel one coming.
On that beautiful image, we'll play a bit of Calvin Harris. No offence, Calvin, there's no relation.